Hello, and welcome back to Crescent Moon Kids Podcast, where we explore all things parenting and raising children. Today, I wanted to just touch on a subject that might feel controversial for you, or maybe even non-negotiable for some of you, but I hope you'll allow me to share my insights, and then maybe you'll come away with a different viewpoint. At least I hope so anyway. So this episode is on apologies. And the notion held by some people that children are immediately expected to apologize for their misbehavior. The idea is that when a child behaves offensively to another person, whether it's another child or another adult, physically hurting someone or rude language or whatever the case may be, we, the adults, should force him or her to say, "I'm sorry." And I've actually heard many parents or other adults say to the child in question after an incident, "Tell that child you're sorry," or "Say I'm sorry," or "You need to say I'm sorry," and usually in a way that's rather urgent. Now, I'm all for apologies when they're necessary and when it's heartfelt. And I also believe in promoting discourse and conflict resolution, even with children, in a way that's healing for everyone. And from that dialogue that we help them with, there will often come a true apology. What I am opposing here is expecting a child to say they're sorry simply for the token action of a supposed apology. Is the child really sorry? Do they feel remorse? Are they sincere in their words and actions? It's hard to say, and we don't really know, especially if the child is feeling pressure from the expectation of the adult. And most likely they won't fully engage with the feelings of their heart when there's no dialogue about that incident in question. The child is dealing with facing the fire, so to speak, from the adults. So there isn't support for a peaceful resolution, and then we can't know exactly how the child will be feeling. As an example, sort of a simple example, let's say Joe gets angry because Sam took his sand toy away. So Joe hits Sam and causes Sam's nose to bleed. Now, some people would tell Joe, "Say you're sorry to Sam. Tell Sam you're sorry." However, in that moment, Joe is probably not sorry. He hasn't had an opportunity to process any emotions. He hasn't been validated for his anger, legitimate anger at having a toy taken away. He needs time and adult support, which often involves being given suggested words that he can use with Sam. And then Joe needs to tell Sam that he feels angry that Sam took his toy. And Sam needs to be able to respond to that. They both need to learn that hitting is never really a solution, obviously. So initially, I would invite Joe to ask Sam, "Do you need anything to help with your nose or the bleeding or whatever?" And sometimes we can say, you know, you can ask, "Do you need an ice pack or do you need a tissue," whatever. And this is a way to connect the two children. And then once the immediate need is determined and then resolved, the dialogue can ensue until there's a resolution. And this is the important part, really. This is where the adults come in. The point in this scenario is that Joe was mad. He was mad enough to hit his friend and is probably not able to feel remorse in that moment. He can't really register his behavior or say that he's sorry until he's able to work through some big emotions. So forcing or expecting a child to apologize in those moments serves no one. Furthermore, if the conflict isn't resolved, the two children will take that repressed emotion into their next play experience or their next interaction with someone. The bottom line is that forced apologies only create an atmosphere of insincerity and misguided behavior. Children learn to mistrust in these situations. They learn that they can't trust the adults to help them. They also won't be able to establish trust in themselves and in their own intuition and their own inner sense of control, self-control. Now, to sort of reiterate, I do believe the actions of both children in this example are unacceptable and they need to be addressed. Neither child can feel heartfelt contrition until they receive the help they need to resolve this friction. So another example might be Anne wants to play with a group of children. Sarah tells her she doesn't want her to play. So a teacher unwittingly says to Sarah, "Tell her you're sorry and let Anne play." So again, rather than expecting an immediate apology from Sarah, it's time to investigate. Why did Sarah tell her she couldn't play with them? Did Anne play unfairly the day before or the week before? Does she have a habit of quitting when she's not winning? Does she try to control the games they play? It's time to find out. So if the adults in this situation really take the time to sit down and listen to children, a lot can be uncovered, and then true resolve will come closer to the reality. So if the teacher in this scenario simply forces the group to allow Anne to play, it could possibly breed resentment or anger, frustration, or even apathy. Kids want to be validated for their emotions, for their beliefs, for what they're thinking and feeling. They want to be heard. They want to be respected. Older children especially have a strong sense of fairness and justice. So if Anne gets to keep playing, even when she cheats, if that's possibly what happened, the others will most likely feel disrespected and then maybe give up rather than seek to find a solution. I once had a parent ask me what to do when a grandma expects an apology, and this was her mother. So her daughter called the grandma a name because she was upset at her. Grandma dug in her heels and expected the child to apologize. So the mom in this situation did not agree that her daughter should have to apologize to grandma, but the grandma was set on it, and so there was a standoff, and then the child was caught in the middle. Now, obviously the mom in this story did not approve of or agree that her daughter should be allowed to call names. However, like me and like what I'm talking about in this episode, she didn't believe that her daughter should be forced to apologize. So the real issue here is, again, getting to the bottom of the root of the situation. Why did this child feel the need to call her grandmother a name? It's important to recall earlier incidents or interactions. So the child needs help understanding what may have happened for her earlier in the day or possibly even before that day. Did she have hurt feelings? Was she frustrated about something? Did she feel a betrayal from grandma? Whatever compelled the child to act in that way needs to be uncovered. Children's behavior is a direct reflection of how they feel. And if they don't understand how they feel or what to do about it, they continue to misbehave or act inappropriately. All misbehavior is a sign. It's a symptom. It's a call for help, a call to be recognized. And expecting an apology during this healing process will induce more drama and cause setbacks, probably. So rather than expecting a child to say something they don't really mean, let's step up and give them the emotional and social support they need. They're simply small humans with a whole range of emotions, and they don't have the experience that adults might have. They don't often know what they're feeling or why they feel that way. They need guidance. They need suggestions. They need verbal support. They need a platform for dialogue with whomever they're having a disagreement with. And most of all, they need the respect and the time to come to an understanding alongside those with whom they're having this conflict. For the child who called the grandma a name, you could say something like, "You feel really mad when grandma was teasing you. Let's find a new way to talk to grandma about it. I know you did not intend to hurt grandma's feelings." There's a much better, albeit a more time-consuming, way to respond to your child, and ultimately, this elicits a deeper connection with the reality of what's going on in that moment or in the emotional state of the child. I've also been asked, what about when another parent reacts and wants a response or an apology for their child? So let's say your child is playing with the child of some friends. And so this can be tricky because parents of your child's friends, maybe they're your friends, maybe they're not yet your friends as adults, but they can be extra sensitive and they often can be overprotective. They really don't want to see their child suffer, and of course no one does. So if your child has done something to offend another child, try to enlist your child's voice and their empowerment to communicate with the other child. Try to help them feel validated, but also guide them to communicate with the other child to possibly discuss the incident. And this can also be tricky, especially if you are dealing with another adult, say the parent doesn't really understand what the point is. You can try to let the other parent know you understand what happened was not okay and that you would like to help the children resolve their conflict peacefully. Hopefully, that parent will step back and allow that to happen. If not, though, and depending on how well you know the other family, you could simply say, "We are going to be talking more about what happened, my child and I hope we can resolve this issue sometime soon." And you might just have to leave the situation and let it be resolved another time, especially if the other parent doesn't understand what you are trying to do. So these are just some ideas, some examples. But the bottom line is, I think if you change your perception around the concept of expected apologies, you will be amazed at the results you might get. And it may take some time, but kids can really surprise us with their maturity, with their dignity, with their understanding once we guide them and help them to really uncover what's going on. Everyone deserves a fair and equal chance to develop emotional intelligence, and that is what this is. It's helping them to really become familiar with what they feel and how they feel and what's going on and how their reactions are appropriate or inappropriate. And so once they're on their way to independent thought and understanding of their own self, inner workings, I think you'll notice that the sincere apology will often simply happen from that experience. So, as always, thanks so much for listening, and until next time.